This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of people like a good crossword puzzle to challenge themselves. But for those who build those puzzles, construct is the technical term, the challenge is often financial. Ben Taussig is a puzzle constructor. He is also the editor of the American Values Club crossword. And he wrote at theall.com the other day about the pains of making a living trying to do the Sunday crossword puzzle. Ben, it's good to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let me ask how it works. I mean, when you decide to create a crossword, you draft one and then you send it off to, I don't know, Will Shorts at the Times and say, here you go. I hope you like it.
That's right. That's pretty much how it works.
That's a lousy business model, dude.
They're entirely written on spec. So no one is commissioning crosswords. You're sending them in and hoping that the editor will like them. And depending on the outlet, often waiting a very long time before you hear back.
Like how long?
You know, the average for the New York Times is probably somewhere between 4 months and a year. Wow. One constructor recently, however, had an amazing story. He received an acceptance letter for a crossword puzzle that he had submitted in 2001. Hmm. And this is a couple of months ago.
Wow. So how much, assuming Mr. Shorts buys my puzzle, how much will the New York Times pay me?
Shorts is comparatively generous. He pays $200 for a weekday puzzle and $1,000 for a Sunday puzzle, which is far and away the best in the business. There are a number of other outlets that pay $60, $80 for a daily puzzle or $200 for a Sunday. And we're talking about quite a bit of work.
Well, that's the next question, right? How long do you, once you get your, you know, your grid set up on the paper, how long does it take you to make a puzzle?
You know, it's possible for a daily crossword to be finished in, you know, let's say 4 or 5 hours if you're good. Hmm. But really what the value of a crossword is in the idea, the theme. Most crossword puzzles are themed. Mm-hmm. And coming up with an original theme is quite difficult, not to mention coming up with good entries for the theme. And then you put this thing out there that makes lots of money for the paper, and your compensation is quite low.
You know, we keep beating up on Will Shorts in the New York Times, but is it fair to say that he has done more to popularize the crossword in this country than a whole lot of people recently?
It's very fair. And actually, I don't mean to beat up on Will Shorts.
Yeah, no, that was me doing the beating up. So.
No, he's a friend of mine, and he is actually a great advocate for better constructor pay. And he's worked very, very hard at the Times to increase rates. He is absolutely not the source of the problem. It's the paper itself that has been resistant to suggestions that they improve constructor pay. And frankly, part of the reason for that is that there hasn't been much pressure. So part of the answer to the inequity in crossword puzzles is also to come up with alternatives that are viable and that can, in fact, compete with an outlet like the New York Times.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Are you one of those who crosses out the clues as you fill in the crossword puzzle?
No. I graduated from that a long time ago.
All right. There you go. That's one of my pet peeves about crossword puzzles. Anyway. Ben Taussig, he runs something called the American Values Crossword Club. Ben, thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much for having me.